Here is the comprehensive markdown conversion of the attached HTML file, organizing all content verbatim from the summary of appeal, case narrative, and interactive timeline sections, including the detailed data embedded within the timeline script. Case dossier, Cooper Beeman. Role, PhD student, UCLA Neuroscience Interdepartmental Program, SIP. Tab 1, Summary of Appeal. Summary of Appeal to the Division of Graduate Education. This appeal is grounded in UCLA policy allowing for appeals based on A. procedural error and or B. non-academic criteria, including failure to provide reasonable accommodation for a documented disability. Argument 1. Failure to provide reasonable accommodations for ADHD. The central argument is that UCLA/NSIP failed to meet its legal and ethical obligations under ADA/Section 504. Despite formal awareness of Mr. Beeman's ADHD from a CE registration, the program did not engage in the required proactive, interactive process to identify and provide necessary programmatic accommodations for the executive function intensive demands of lab rotations and mentor securement. Crucially, Mr. Beeman documented his late awareness, did not know I could seek accommodations/adjustments to policy beyond coursework/exams, until just after fifth rotation, a critical failure in university guidance that directly prejudiced his ability to succeed and constitutes a significant violation of non-academic criteria for appeal. The CAE's subsequent denial of a disability-based request for an extension on the internal appeal deadline further underscores this failure to accommodate. Argument 2. Significant prejudicial procedural errors and arbitrary actions. Astra's failure of simultaneous service and denial of rebuttal. A dispositive procedural error occurred when NSIT Chair's response to the appeal, due August 8th, was not provided to Mr. Beeman. Instead, it was delivered for the first time by DG on August 26th, concurrently with the Dean's decision. This violated the standards and procedures requirement for simultaneous service to DG and the individual and denied Mr. Beeman a fundamental right to review and rebut the program's arguments before a decision was rendered. Asterisk shifting justifications. The rationale for disqualification was improperly expanded from a single reason, failure to find a mentor, to three unrelated benchmarks after the internal appeal was submitted. This post hoc justification, which Mr. Beeman noted feels both retaliatory and an admission of the initial grounds insufficiency, prejudiced his ability to mount a focused defense. Asterisk impossibility of completion. A key deliverable for the final rotation required external collaborator feedback, which was not received until 2 months after the rotation ended, making a satisfactory grade procedurally impossible to achieve and invalidating it as a basis for disqualification. Asterisk disparate treatment. The appeal alleges that other NSIP students with similar or more significant academic deficiencies were not recommended for disqualification, suggesting an inconsistent and arbitrary application of program standards. Asterisk improper notification and communication breakdown. The official initiation of the disqualification process was conveyed indirectly and with significant delay by an SAO, contravening principles of direct and timely communication from program leadership. Tab 2. Case narrative. Case narrative and argument detail. This overview details the sequence of events and procedural failures that form the basis of the DG appeal. I. A competent student encounters systemic barriers. Cooper Beeman, CB, matriculated with a strong research background. His initial lab rotations were consistently terminated not for lack of skill, but for PI-sided systemic issues of funding, space, and mentorship bandwidth. This process was compounded by significant medical crises, Bell's palsy, hospitalization, and the challenges of his documented ADHD. Despite this, CB demonstrated academic excellence by passing his WQEs with high pass marks. 2. A flawed academic plan and the failure to accommodate. NSIP instituted a high-stakes academic plan for a fifth rotation. The process was marked by irregularities, including the PI being advised by program leadership to document expectations in writing, a step she noted was unusual. I've never done one of these before for a rotation student, but Jenny and Felix suggested documenting. The central legal failure occurred here. Despite awareness of his ADHD, the program did not engage in a proactive, interactive process to provide programmatic accommodations for the mentor search. The university's failure is underscored by CB's own documented statement on March 31, 2025. I did not know I could seek accommodations slash adjustments to policy beyond coursework slash exams until just after fifth rotation. This lapse prevented him from seeking necessary support, constituting a clear violation of ADA slash Section 504. 3. Procedural unraveling and arbitrary actions. Asterisk impossibility of completion. The unsatisfactory grade in the fifth rotation is invalid as a basis for dismissal. A key deliverable submitted to external collaborators on March 9th was not acknowledged until May 6th, making it procedurally impossible for CB to have met this benchmark in time. Asterisk shifting justifications. The initial dismissal letter, April 28th, cited only failure to find a faculty mentor. The denial letter, May 30th, expanded the rationale to three distinct benchmarks. This post hoc shift is a classic procedural error that prejudiced the appeal. Asterisk disparate treatment. The appeal alleges that other NSIP students with similar or more significant academic deficiencies were not recommended for disqualification, suggesting an inconsistent and arbitrary application of program standards. Asterisk inconsistent standards and PI confusion. The PI's own emails reveal confusion about the program's intent, asking the chair if keeping CB in the program was still on the table, suggesting that factors beyond academic performance were driving the decision. 4. The DG appeal and subsequent procedural violations. After submitting his appeal to DG on July 16, 2025, the university's procedural missteps continued. Per UCLA standards and procedures, the NSIP chair had 15 business days to provide a written response to both DG and Mr. Beeman. The program failed to meet this deadline. On August 26th, DG transmitted the dean's decision denying the procedural appeal and, for the first time, provided Mr. Beeman with the chair's overdue response. This simultaneous delivery is a dispositive procedural error, as it denied him the fundamental opportunity to review and rebut the program's arguments before the dean rendered a decision. DG subsequently attempted to prematurely close the procedural query on September 11th. Tab 3. Interactive Event Timeline. A responsive timeline of key events. Pan by dragging, zoom with scroll or pinch. Click any event for details. Use the legend to toggle categories. Timeline data. Extracted verbatim from system. Rotation periods. Rotation 1, Dr. Wells. Stiana dates, September 25, 2022, Dick Ode, 2022. Asterisk tangible contributions. Generated BD Rhapsody single-cell RNA-seq data to conduct a pilot quantitative comparison of high PSC-derived neural progenitor villages versus conventional culture methods. This work directly built upon 2 years of prior functional genomics experience. Asterisk stated reason for not joining. Funding and space limitations. Rotation 2. Dr. Geschwind. Stiana dates. Jan Ode, 2002, Mar 2002, 2002. Asterisk tangible contributions. Developed NGN2. Inducible, PEMAX expressing HEK293T and iPSC cell lines using retroviral and piggyback systems. This work was designed to support prime editing screens for functional validation of neuropsychiatric risk loci. Asterisk stated reason for not joining. Space and mentorship bandwidth limitations. Rotation 3. Dr. Hernandez. Stiana dates. April 2004, June 2004. Asterisk tangible contributions. Successfully executed a multi-stage genome-wide association study, GWAS, on the ABCD study cohort, identifying genetic variants associated with longitudinal changes in 17 subcortical brain regions. This involved data preparation, execution of GWES using GCTMLMA on the Hoffman 2 cluster, and post-GWES analysis. Asterisk stated reasons for not joining. PI cited computational inexperience, communication challenges, and underdeveloped expectations. Asterisk grievance event of record. The PI relayed comments through the SAO that Mr. Beeman's personality was misaligned with what she expect from her first graduate student, a subjective and non-academic criterion for assessment. Rotation 4, Dr. Ophoff. Asterisk dates, July 1st, 2024 to August 27th, 2024, accelerated 7-week rotation. Asterisk tangible contributions. Analyzed DNA methylation data from the largest existing bipolar disorder cohort to investigate accelerated biological aging. Adapted GRIMAGE 2 source code for compatibility with the dataset and implemented statistical analyses, t-tests, ANCOVA, in R and Python. Asterisk stated reasons for not joining. PI cited concerns about confidence, commitment, and higher-level thinking skills. Asterisk grievance events of record. Asterisk the PI's assessment that Mr. Beeman was incapable of completing a PhD was relayed through the program chair as an objective fact, despite the accelerated 7-week timeline. Asterisk following the rotation, the program chair made an inappropriate remark about internalized self-loathing as a potential cause for lab placement difficulties. Rotation 5, Dr. Bearden. Stiana dates, Yen 6, 2052, Moina 2, 2052. Asterisk tangible contributions. Developed and implemented a comprehensive multi-stage pre-imputation QC pipeline for NAPLS-3 genomic data on the Hoffman 2 cluster. Concurrently drafted a novel analytical framework using genomic SEM and GWES by subtraction to disentangle shared versus disorder-specific genetic risks. Asterisk stated reasons for not joining. Funding scarcity, compounded by subjective concerns over time management, communication, and productivity. Asterisk grievance events of record. Asterisk PI admitted it was unusual to be asked by program leadership to put rotation expectations in writing. Asterisk PI sent a shocked email to the chair questioning if allowing Mr. Beeman to remain in the program was still on the table, revealing prejudicial assumptions. Event milestones. Admission offer. Asterisk date, February 20th, 2023. Asterisk received official offer of admission to the UCLA NSIP for fall 2023, including a full financial support package. CAE intake. Asterisk date, February 5, 2024. Asterisk details. CB met with his first CAE disability specialist, Addison Whiteman, for an intake appointment to formally document his disability, ADHD, with the CAE, and to establish effective accommodations to support his learning differences arising from the functional limitations associated with his diagnosis. CB was provisionally registered for exam accommodations, specifically 50% extra time on exams and distraction-reduced exam environment, DRE, on this date expiring at the end of fall quarter 2024, December 31st, 2024. Upon CB's subsequent submission of a requested verification of disability VOD form completed by a psychiatrist Dr. Christopher Neems on September 24, 2024, he was permanently enrolled for these accommodations on September 26, 2024. Asterisk significance establishes the university's formal awareness of the disability and its associated obligations under ADA/Section 504. Hospital treatment for bladder infection. Asterisk date, March 4th to 5th, 2024. Asterisk details, evaluated and treated at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center for acute urinary tract infection with right-sided ascending infection and pyelonephritis. CT abdomen/pelvis on March 5th, 2024 confirmed infectious cystitis/pyelonephritis. Bell's palsy diagnosis. Asterisk date, April 30th, 2024. Asterisk details. Diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a condition causing facial paralysis, which persisted for months and significantly affected well-being and communication during the crucial third and fourth rotations. Bell's palsy follow-up visit. Asterisk date, May 8, 2024. Asterisk details, follow-up medical visit for Bell's palsy, post-diagnosis recovery assessment. Passes WQEs. Asterisk exam dates, September 3, 5, 10, 2024. Exam results date, October 17, 2024. Asterisk details, successfully passed all three written qualifying exams, scoring high pass marks in molecular, 100 out of 100 in cellular, 100 out of 100 neuroscience, and a pass in systems neuroscience, 90 out of 100 on October 17, 2024, cumulatively receiving one of the highest scores among his cohort. This demonstrates strong mastery of core academic material and counters any narrative of general academic incapacity. Academic plan issued. Asterisk date, November 19, 2024. Asterisk details, NSIP issued a formal academic plan letter stipulating benchmarks for a fifth rotation, formalizing the high-stakes nature of the subsequent rotation. Application submitted for the Will Rogers Memorial Scholarship. Asterisk date, February 2, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. Following his disability coordinator's February 5, 2024 CB, submitted his CE Unified Scholarship application, specifically applying for the Will Rogers Memorial Scholarship, typically awarded for items that will help in ameliorating the effects of a student's disability. Personalized services, including academic/executive functions coaching, are categorically supported. This scholarship is among several coordinated by the CE, which are designated to support students with disabilities for specific disability-related needs. This proactively sought support mechanism for his ADHD demonstrates his commitment to self-improvement. Unusual PI directive. Asterisk date, February 19, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. Dr. Bearden, the fifth rotation PI, emailed CB to document rotation expectations, stating, "I've never done one of these before for a rotation student, but Jenny and Felix suggested documenting the expectations in writing. This suggests a non-standard, program-directed action, pointing to inconsistent application of standards and potential bias." Awarded Will Rogers Scholarship. Asterisk date, March 13, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. CB was awarded a $2,000 Will Rogers Scholarship to fund executive functions coaching on March 13, 2025. The timing of the disqualification process prevented him from leveraging this resource during the intended context of a research rotation or GSR appointment, where it was likely to have most significantly facilitated not only his professional and academic development, but also his efficacy in maximally aligning the unique value he stood to contribute, largely afforded by his neurodivergence, toward co-advancement as a valued member of UCLA's research ecosystem. Fifth mentor declines. Asterisk date, March 17, 2025. Asterisk details, Dr. Bearden informed CB she would not serve as his primary advisor. CB immediately informed the NSIP chair, Professor Schweitzer, of this development and requested a meeting to discuss next steps. No reply was received for over 2 weeks. Late awareness of accommodations. Asterisk date, March 31, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. In an email to his new CE specialist Bettina Marco and DG case manager, CB documents his critical lapse in knowledge. "I did not know I could seek accommodations/adjustments to policy beyond coursework/exams until just after fifth rotation. This is a cornerstone of the appeal, arguing a systemic failure by the university to ensure he was aware of accommodations for the mentor search process, where his ADHD posed the most significant challenges." Improper disqualification notification. Asterisk date, April 1st, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. SAO Jenny Lee, not the program chair, first informed CB of his status in the program and the refund policy. In his reply, CB clarifies, "To clarify, Felix did not inform me of a recommendation for academic disqualification yesterday." This indirect and premature notification from an SAO is a significant procedural misstep. PI expresses confusion. Asterisk date, April 2, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. Dr. Bearden accidentally copied CB on an email to Professor Schweitzer asking, I assume you're not talking about something that would allow him to stay in the SIP? Or is that still on the table? This reveals the PI's own confusion and suggests that decisions about CB's future were being made opaquely and potentially independent of his academic performance. Disqualification rec, number 1. Asterisk date, April 28, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. NSIP sent the formal recommendation for academic disqualification. The letter cited a single, sole reason. Insufficient degree progress based on failure to identify a faculty mentor. This initial, narrow justification is crucial evidence for the later shifting justifications argument. Delayed rotation feedback. Asterisk date, May 6, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. The Enigma DTI genetic support team replied to the data CB submitted on March 9th for his rotation project, stating apologies for the delayed reply as we were dealing with some staffing changes. This two-month delay made it procedurally impossible for Dr. Bearden to have fairly assessed satisfactory completion of all project requirements by the end of the rotation, invalidating the unsatisfactory grade. CAE denies extension. Asterisk date, May 9, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. In response to CB's request for a disability-based extension on the internal 10-day appeal deadline, CAE stated, the CAE is not postponing the grad division's administrative processes. This response conflates a request for an accommodation for an internal departmental deadline with a formal grad division process, representing a failure to engage in the interactive accommodation process for the appeal itself. Virtual appeal, technical issues. Asterisk date, May 23, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. CB was blocked from joining the virtual appeal hearing, which started 25 minutes late. Emails from the SAO confirm the issue. We're going to restart. I'm so sorry about this. And later, my sincere apologies regarding the technical difficulties with Zoom. I can only imagine that added to an already stressful situation, and I am so very sorry. This technical failure added unnecessary stress and further disrupted an already fraught procedural process. Appeal denied and rationale shifted. Asterisk date, May 30th, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. NSIP denied the internal appeal. The denial letter expanded the rationale for disqualification to 3 benchmarks. This shifting justification after the appeal was lodged is a key procedural error, as it prejudiced his ability to respond to the specific grounds for his dismissal. Appeal submitted to DEG. Asterisk date, July 16, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. A formal appeal was submitted to the Division of Graduate Education, asserting grounds of both procedural error and failure to accommodate a documented disability, officially escalating the case beyond the department. DG confirms dual track review. Asterisk date, July 21st, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. DG policy coordinator Tom Bailey confirmed the appeal would proceed on 2 separate tracks. The procedural error appeal will be sent in SIP for a response within 15 business days, while the non-discrimination appeal would be held in abeyance, pending review by the appropriate campus offices, ADA/504 compliance, DPO. Grievance coordinator intake meeting. Asterisk date, July 25, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. Attended formal grievance coordinator intake meeting with Desiree Cuevas to initiate the formal grievance process under UCLA Procedure 230.2. Procedural failure, late and concurrent response. Asterisk date, August 26, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. A major procedural error occurred. The NSIP chair's response, due August 8th, was delivered to CB for the first time on this date, concurrently with the dean's decision on the procedural appeal. This violated the standards and procedures requirement for simultaneous service to DG and the individual, fundamentally denying CB the right to review and rebut the program's arguments before the dean made a decision. The grievance coordinator was notified of the violation that day. DG attempts premature closure. *Date, September 11, 2025. Asterisk details and significance. Despite the unresolved procedural failure from August 26, the DG policy coordinator sent a message stating an intent to close this query for the procedural appeal. This represented an attempt to prematurely end a flawed process without providing a remedy for the violation of policy.